11.
The Gate City Charter School for the Arts is holding its enrollment lottery at the Nashua Public Library.
20.
As each number is read, parents in the audience learn their child's fate. There's no shortage of interest. 227 students are vying for only 100 spots for this fall. And that's despite the fact the school hadn't yet announced a location. But that didn't seem to matter to parents like Jennifer Ramos, who says she just wants what's best for her daughter, Nadia.
It's not a big issue as long as it's here in Nashua. She's in kindergarten and she wants to drop out of kindergarten already. She doesn't like it. And I think that she would love the school.
After months of searching, the school's organizers were finally able to announce a tentative location at the lottery held earlier this month. Co-founder Karen Savasco says finding a home was the school's biggest challenge.
There were a lot of building owners in Nashua who did not want to work with us as a school, in particular an elementary school, just because of the HVAC requirements and what would need to be done to renovate those buildings.
Organizers eventually settled on a former medical office building owned by Dartmouth Hitchcock. But there was a problem. The building needed roughly $800,000 in renovations to bring it up to state and city safety codes. That was money the school didn't have. Organizers were fortunate enough to find a developer willing to buy the building, cover the cost of the renovations, and then lease it back to them. Savasco wasn't willing to name the developer, but says without the investment, the school simply wouldn't be opening this fall.
Because if you don't have a building, you don't have a school. And so this is a huge relief, and it feels good.
Charter school advocates say this is the norm. Finding a building is the biggest hurdle in getting one off the ground. Matt Southerton is the director of the New Hampshire Center for Innovative Schools. Unlike traditional public schools, he says charter schools don't have access to local tax dollars or bond funding.
So oftentimes they get into this position where they're forced to lease or rent a building, which unfortunately 3 or 4, 5 years later after that lease is signed, those costs continue to build and build.
He says over the past 5 years, the cost of commercial real estate has nearly doubled in southern New Hampshire. Thomas Farrelly is executive director of Cushman & Wakefield, a commercial real estate firm that's worked with several charter schools in finding a home. He says while cost is a factor, the toughest part of the process for him comes down to educating landlords about how charter schools work.
The problem is you look at 15 buildings, you got to get 15 people comfortable with the basic concept, and there's a lot of hand-holding through that process.
His firm worked with Gate City, as well as the Founders Academy, another charter school set to open this fall. Organizers of Founders Academy wanted to open in Londonderry, but after an exhaustive search, found nothing suitable and instead opted for a building in Manchester. Still, advocates say a lack of capital for these upstarts is really the biggest challenge. Charter schools do receive a per-pupil allocation from the state, but that money doesn't come until their doors officially open. And like most states, New Hampshire doesn't provide any facility aid to charter schools that are just starting out. That's not likely to change anytime soon. Earlier this month, the House killed a bill that would have set aside $600,000 in funding for new charter school facilities. The schools do receive federal startup grants, typically in the range of several hundred thousand dollars, but that money comes with restrictions. Charter school advocate Matt Southerton says there was a time when schools could use that money for construction to improve safety and meet building codes.
The Department of Education has since said, no, you can't use the funds for construction of any kind, even ADA compliance, but we will let you use it for rent and lease prior to opening.
But like with many grants, the guidelines can be interpreted in different ways.
Here we go. Oh, I love it.
Wendy Lueck hammers a wall that's coming down in the future home of the Granite State Arts Academy in Derry. The school has $600,000 in federal startup money and plans to open in the fall. Lueck says she's using part of that grant to cover the cost of renovations required for safety improvements. And she says that includes tearing down some walls.
And then, you know, we're going to get in here and paint the walls, and we've got work to do. We're definitely going to put in our elbow grease and do what we need to do to make this place beautiful.
But the federal grant restrictions have proved limiting for the Mountain Village Charter School, says one of its founders, Thea Dodds.
We can't build or take down walls. We can't do anything that would improve the value of the property. We can't do anything that would be permanent, that we can't take with us.
She says trying to find a commercial space for her nature-based Montessori school in Plymouth has been challenging. The school still doesn't have a location, but Dodds says they're expecting to sign a lease within the next week.
We have looked at spaces in strip malls. For instance, although we quickly rule them out, we do feel obligated to not blindly rule anything out.
It's that willingness to be flexible that Roberta Tenney with the State Department of Education says goes a long way toward finding a suitable home.
The one in Lancaster is in an insurance building,
they take advantage of the space that's available and try to make it a home and a school.
Back in Nashua, Savasco says their building will need a new sprinkler system, as well as a new heating and air conditioning system. She admits they could have been better prepared by knowing more about safety and code requirements. But she also feels the state could offer more help.
Having some kind of, I don't know if you want to call it a checklist or just guidelines to groups starting charter schools to say, you know, definitely look into the building codes and make sure that you're going to be able to find a space that will meet those needs.
Either way, there are no signs of the charter school movement slowing down. Statewide enrollment has more than doubled in the past 5 years, with nearly 2,000 students now attending a charter school in New Hampshire. When the next four open this fall, the state will have 22 charter schools in total. And state officials say there's another half dozen in the early stages of development. For NHPR News, I'm Michael Brindley.